Well, the beauty of science is to understand the works of the world. It is the privilege to contribute knowledge based on evidence in a realm that is forever growing. Yet, as the realm grows, demanding more knowledge, global gender exclusion persists due to discrimination and harassment towards women and non-binary people in the field. Survey results from the UK Royal's Astronomical Society, as revealed in The Conversation last week, shows that 50% of women and non-binary people are more likely to be bullied than men. One of the authors of the article, Professor of Astrophysics from Swinburne University of Technology, Sarah Madison, joins us now. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to The Daily.
Good morning.
So 50% of women and non-binary people are more likely to be bullied than men. Now, that's quite a high percentage. Why do you think that we're seeing this statistic?
This statistic comes from a survey that the UK Royal Astronomical Society ran in 2020. They had about 700 respondents to that survey. So I just want to kind of put that into context. And that was a survey of astronomers and geophysicists. Mm-hmm. And it was really looking at what's happening in that field within the UK in terms of, workplace inclusivity. If the question of, why is bullying and harassment being directed to a specific cohort of people, I'd say that that's pretty reflective of what happens across, society more right. broadly. So I don't think there's anything particularly unique about this survey, which is disturbing in itself. Mm-hmm. The survey is the first of its kind within that field in the UK. So this is the first of the benchmark data. So we can't use this data to say whether there's changes yet in the field, whether this is something new, whether it's increasing or decreasing. But at the very least, it is a first benchmark that kind of points to how people and minority groups are being treated within that particular field.
Had astronomy always been quite a male-dominated field before, in the years leading up? Was it always known to be quite a male-dominated field?
Yeah, sure. I mean, astronomy is a branch of physics, and within physics, globally, the percentage of women is probably around 30%, and as we move to more and more senior roles, would drop down to kind of 15% globally. Astronomy has a little bit higher proportion of women than some other areas of right. physics, but in general, globally again, it's probably around 35% or 40% women overall, and again, dropping much lower than 20% in the senior levels.
Mm-hmm. The article mentions that in Australia alone, it will take about 60 years for women to take up one third of professional astronomers. What improvements need to happen for this to become, let's say, I don't know, like one half instead, for instance? What would you like to see implemented?
Yeah, so that's sort of data came from a study undertaken by Lisa Culley at the Australian National mm-hmm. University. And the Australian Astronomy Decadal Plan, which came out a couple of years ago, has a target mm-hmm. of 35% women in Australian astronomy across all levels. So that's a great target. And what Lisa's work did is she looked at what do we need to do to get to that target? And so she was looking at hiring practices as well as the demographics of astronomers across Australia and had a look at if we maintained the same status quo of how we hire and maintain all genders within astronomy, that it would take about 60 years to get to 30%. If instead that when we hire, we go for gender parity so that we make sure we're hiring 50% men, 50% women in any organisation that's recruiting astronomers, then we would get to 33% in about 20 years.
Right.
If we want, as the decadal plan is aiming for, 33%, then we'd need affirmative action, meaning that we recruit more women than men to make up that imbalance. If we wanted to get to 50%, that would still take 25 years, even with affirmative action.
Even with affirmative action, right. Okay.
Yep.
So IUPAP stands for International Union of Pure and Applied Physics, and it's basically, as I understand it, a connection hub to combat these issues that women and non-binary people are facing in academia and industry. Could you tell us a bit more about how the organisation works in terms of support?
Yeah, sure. So IUPAP is, as you say, International Union of Pure and Applied physics. So it's an international physics organization that really aims to have worldwide development of mm-hmm. physics, promote physics as a tool for development and sustainability, engage and improve physics education, those sorts of things, and increase diversity and inclusion right. within the fields of physics. And there is a working group within IUPAP, Working Group 5, which is on women in physics. That was established in 1999. And what it kicked off was a series of International Committee for Women in Physics conferences that happen every 3 years, as well as providing a forum to track and measure the percentages of women in physics in different countries, also have a look at what's best practice to try and support women in physics and expand the number of women that join physics globally, and to provide networking opportunities. So that's the kind of remit of Working Group 5. And then they also make recommendations following these meetings every 3 years to the IUPAP about what they can possibly do to help that inclusion and expansion of women in physics areas.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Sarah, on The Daily. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That was Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor in Astrophysics from Swinburne University of Technology, Sarah Madison, talking about the gender imbalance in physics.